Seattle LGBT forces white people to pay $50 reparations fee to keep event free for trans people of color. By Wendell Hasebo on June 22, 2021. A Seattle LGBT celebration will charge individuals with white skin a $50 reparations fee to keep the event free for transgender people of color. All are free to attend, however, this is a black and brown queer trans-centered, prioritized, valued event, the event's literature reads. White allies and accomplices are welcome to attend but will be charged a $10 to $50 reparations fee that will be used to keep this event free of cost for black and brown trans and queer community. The event, sponsored by the Trans Women of Color Solidarity Network, was condemned by LGBT Pride organizers Philip Lipson and Charlotte Lefevre of Capitol Hill Pride, who complained to the City of Seattle Human Rights Commission. The Seattle Human Rights Commission denied Capitol Hill Pride's complaint, arguing Lipson and Lefevre should educate themselves on the harm it may cause to pursue a free ticket to the event. "We would like to recommend, if possible, that you educate yourself on the harm it may cause Seattle's BIPOC community in your pursuit of a free ticket to an event that is not expressly meant for you and your entertainment," the commission wrote. Capitol Hill Pride sought another remedy by asking the City of Seattle to block the event on the grounds of discrimination. "It has come to our attention that an event called Taking BLAC Pride at the Jimi Hendrix Public Park June 26 is charging whites only admission as reparations. We consider this reverse discrimination in its worst form and we feel we are being attacked for not supporting due to disparaging and hostile emails. We would like you to investigate the event as a possible ethics and elections violation, as Taking BLAC Pride is hosted by Nikki Etienne, a campaign manager for Nikita Oliver, who just recently dropped out of our event Capitol Hill Pride over non-support of Take BLAC Pride." The city responded by Twitter via Seattle City Council President Lorena Gonzalez, saying she will no longer be attending Capitol Hill Pride after reading their letter to its Seattle HRC. "After a year that has taken an unbelievable toll on all of our communities, I was looking forward to this opportunity to celebrate Pride in person." The post-millennial reported Gonzalez is a radical leftist who has advocated for the drastic defunding of the city's police department, not long after calling SPD a model for police departments across the county and then blamed the rising crime on COVID.